education in cybersecurity, and it's one of the most affordable universities around, so you get a great degree with a fraction of the debt. So where can you start to build a great future for yourself? Right here at Emporia State University. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
They're in the band.
Don't miss the Emporia Municipal Band, Thursday nights at 8 p.m. in Fremont Park.
The greatest musical sensation of our generation.
KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Strike up the band, live and local. Join KVOE for In the Garden.
Watching the flowers and being able to garden.
Thursdays at 11.05 a.m. with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael.
Fresh vegetables from the garden.
KVOE, 1400 a.m. and 96.9 FM. Live. If it grows.
Seeing all that emerge, start over again.
It's In the Garden and local. KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time is now 8:16. It is basically time for our next interview, and we have a full slate of interviews coming up over the next 45 minutes or so. But we've been updating you here throughout the last 3 months thereabouts when it comes to Newman Regional Health's Denim and Diamonds process. Things moving along very quickly for the main event coming up now in less than a month, and we're pleased to be joined by Stephen Bazan and Sailor Middleton to give us some kind of a status update and kind of an urging for folks to jump in soon. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. I'm good.
Good. Sailor, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Chuck, how are you?
So far, so good. Good. Well, it sounds, Sailor, like things have really picked up steam since tickets were made available here, what, less than 2 weeks ago?
Absolutely. We are actually so thrilled to announce that we have 50 tickets left.
That's it.
Yes, which is exciting. You know, it's almost like, you know, you tell all your friends and family to kind of move quick because they are selling out. It's exciting. I think what was really awesome to see personally, like sitting behind the scenes, was watching those sponsorships come through from local businesses and local partners in the community. And that's where the bulk of those tickets went. Because when we went live, a lot of them did start to sell and we saw that number rise. But we really saw that partnership in our community with our sponsors. So we appreciate that. And we definitely, with that being said, appreciate our two presenting sponsors this year. At the $10,000 level, we have Bucati and we have Spencer Fane. And we thank them. Yes. We're excited to see them there at the event and have everyone else who sponsored as well. So
great. Yeah. Steve, are you a bit surprised that the tickets have disappeared this quickly, or at least that you have such a limited availability at this stage of things? Because we're still a good solid 3.5 weeks or so from
Well, hello again to you and to the listeners in the morning session. We hoped it would be like this, you know, but you don't know. And it's been the third year since I've been able to be an observer to the process. I mean, Sailor's done an absolute outstanding job of upgrading the opportunity that people get to experience. I think that's enticed a lot of people to say, hey, I'm going to jump in and I want to attend. But, you know, I want to remind the listeners, you know, this is a 15-year moment in the community, event in the community. And it started so long ago and it was smaller. But, you know, we've been on the heels of people planning this, promoting this. And it seems like every year there's more companies, there's more individuals in our community who have opted to join in our mission. And so, you know, it's whenever it's validated in such a outstanding way this year to have a demonstration of support, but also vocal support that they want to be involved and they want people, communities, businesses, individuals want to join us in our mission of healthcare for our community. That's just been encouraging. So, like, surprising, yes, but not. I'm like, man, Emporia always shows up. You know that, Chuck.
And, yep, absolutely.
And so to be a part of it, and, you know, Sailor's introduced a lot of new things to the event, and it's entertainment. It's also an experience that we want to provide for the public that spoils them when they're there, you know, and I look forward mostly to this year being the 15th year culmination and then the start of what can we bring to you all, Emporia? What can we bring to you all, the businesses, the community members, to spoil you, but also for us to join in one night a year and celebrate the mission of Newman Regional Health? So it's a long way to answer that question, I think, Chuck, to be honest.
Hey, but that's all right. There's a lot in that answer.
Yeah, there's just so much support, and it's been so nice to feel it and to hear it and to see it. you know.
Mm-hmm. And Sailor, obviously a lot of people are going to look at, you know, this year's slate of activities versus last. And when they hear the word new, they're, I think, automatically going to roll right into the Thompson Square concert.
Yes, I know. And that's what's most exciting. But like Steven said, I mean, really the main point when we were brainstorming in the beginning stages was just I really wanted to give back to the community for what they've done for us the past 15 years. And so, you know, picking the baton up, you know, where it was last mm-hmm. has been very rewarding to kind of sit and watch everything kind of fold out on its own. You know, you just kind of make sure, you know, there to pick up, you know, where it's needed. But to be a part of something that, you know, even, you know, that night of, even if, you know, some things go left or right, I mean, there's always the fact that everyone will be sitting there and enjoying each other's company and being able to, you know, come together to celebrate the healthcare in our community. It's just, it's going to be a great night. We're looking forward to it.
All right. For folks that haven't been paying attention much, let's go specifically on the night, date for the concert / signature event, and the other things that are going to be unfolding that night.
Yeah, the night of the event will be August 2nd, and the registration and doors open at 6 p.m.
Okay.
So, yep, and then we'll go ahead and hit the ground running right after, you know, as people come in, you'll sit down, get your drink, and then we'll pick up right then. And then we'll have, you know, the night of, we'll have the catered dinner. There will be a bar, and then there will be a concert, and live auction and silent auction, of course. So we've got a lot of awesome items coming through. A lot of great baskets that are gathered from the community for the silent auction. That was awesome to kind of, you know, I feel like the last 3 weeks I've been all over Emporia, picking up gift cards, picking up baskets. So partnering with local businesses has been awesome to see that kind of roll out. And then our live auction, we have some awesome items. And I'll let Steven kind of maybe talk about it because he's super thrilled.
Right. Yeah, I am excited.
Steve, the floor is yours.
Yeah, it'll be somewhat familiar if you've been before. There'll be the Heads and Tails game, which is a classic. You know, definitely Carrie's Diamonds has been a partner, which it's also Carrie's Diamonds' 15th year anniversary this year. She's probably said that on the radio. I hope she has, but if not, you know, we have that 15-year thing in common, mm-hmm. and so we're delighted to have a grand prize, and that's a familiar thing,
right.
Which is a diamond bracelet. And so there's going to be three individuals that are able to win that based on the golden ticket, which Sailor will explain in a little bit. But the night of the auction items, we've brought in some I think things you would see in the large cities, but we've also stayed close to everything that we've always had. So we've got for the live auction, like the Flint Hills plane ride is still there. Dr. Harris's chief experience that he's given away every year with the tailgating and the four tickets and any game you'd like to go to, he'll take the group to. That's always been a fan favorite. We have a full beef that we auction, you know. We're trying to get some nice desserts that we usually have for Miss Wheeler, you know. And so those things are going to be there. Those are kind of nostalgic things that we never want to leave. The new things, we have a Taylor Swift and a Travis Kelce. Taylor Swift guitar signed, by the way. And a Travis Kelce football signed as a package deal.
Because
it's cute and fun. And we have a Garth Brooks cowboy hat signed.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. We have Patrick Mahomes football signed. And a couple other, you'll see on our website, a couple other, you know, fan favorites. What's the word I'm looking for? Celebrity kind of items.
Right. Okay.
Memorabilia.
Memorabilia. Yeah. And so in our live and silent auction. So our live auction will only have 10 items, including the ones we've usually had. But our silent auction will be a little bit more robust with opportunities for people that hasn't been there in the past. So we'll have many baskets from the community. We have over 30 or 40, mm-hmm. can't remember. And then we also have a good handful of memorabilia that people can really get a good deal on. Like Bo Jackson, he just went to the Hall of Fame, so he'll have some signed memorabilia. Yeah. And then, of course, Bobby Baseball. You know, saw a jersey from him, a baseball bat from him signed. So we've done a lot of work this year and bringing things to the table that we feel like, you know, our community might like to place in their home or in their offices. And so giving people opportunity for that. But, you know, it's the purpose of the night is what should remain at the top of the night. And so, you know, providing high quality care for our community is our mission. And this night, although it's a celebratory night for all of us to just to be together, you know, it's the money is used to bring technology into our hospital and to continue our mission to bring access to healthcare for our community, so they don't have to travel out of town. And so, this money is going to go towards that. That's a great cause, and it's a wonderful night. You've got a full course dinner, some drinks that are an option, entertainment, and bring a date. It's hard to pass that up for a $100 ticket.
Yeah, agreed. You know? Agreed. Really quickly, Sailor, because Steve had mentioned about the golden ticket.
Yeah.
You got another golden ticket opportunity coming up here pretty quick.
Absolutely. We've got the axe throwing tournament, which is going to be next Saturday, July 20th. Registration is still open.
Okay.
We'll keep that open until the 17th because it's pretty easy to keep that rolling. So it'll be our first axe throwing tournament, a part of Denim and Diamonds, so we're looking forward to it. And we partner with the Axe Shed, so that's where it'll be located. And the registration will begin at 11 a.m.
Okay.
That day, and then it's a four-person tournament. And so then near the end of it, it's our first golden ticket opportunity. So the four people, your team might win. Then within those four team members, we'll have a throw-off, and that's who between those four people who will win the golden ticket.
Okay.
So that's how we'll place that. That'll be the first place team, and then and again, they'll
an
throw off.
An individual on the team.
An individual on that
Got
team
it.
Will
okay.
win. Yes. So it'll be a really exciting opportunity for sure.
And
it'll
be thrown off the team next year.
Yes. Right. Yes.
One other thought.
Yes.
We also have a Lionel Messi jersey signed. If you guys are out there with anything with soccer.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's it. I'm looking at our website right now. Kobe Bryant, the stuff on there. Michael Jordan.
It's exciting.
And so, yeah. Those are exciting things to talk about, but I still think the baskets from our community and the businesses in our community, they've been as interesting to look at what's come in our office. So
yep.
Look on our website. You'll see the pictures. The silent auction goes live
tomorrow. Yes.
And so they'll be able to, bids can start on the silent auction stuff tomorrow.
Yep.
And
yeah. And the website that we keep talking about, you can go to newmanrh.org/dd.
Okay.
And that'll take you straight to our ticketing website, straight to the website to view the bids. And it's very, we hope, straightforward and simple. And
mm-hmm.
you just let me know if it's not, and we'll make it happen. So, yeah, we're really excited. And, again, the axe throwing tournament on next Saturday will be kind of that right kickoff because that's the 20th, and then August 2nd is coming up right around the corner.
Indeed.
So we're excited.
All right. Well, exciting period here for Newman Regional Health with just really we're almost down to a handful of tickets left here for the signature event August 2nd at the Memorial Union Web Hall. Sailor, Steve, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thank you,
and
Chuck.
Looking
thanks.
Forward to a full house at Webb and also for a full axe tournament coming up here next weekend.
Absolutely. We'll
Thank
see you there.
You.
All right, Sailor Middleton and Steve Bazan joining us here for Newman Regional Health. Really quickly, wanted to let you know we got the ESU Buzz coming next. Newsmaker 3 is going to be coming up as well with a visit Emporia Director Leland Danes joining us as we wrap things up here today. For the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom, I'm Chuck Samples.
Thank you, Chuck and Stephen and Sailor. Appreciate that. KVOE live at local. Good morning. 827, 71 degrees. Good morning.
Joy KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9. This Friday from 11 a.m. to noon at Next Tech Wireless in the Flint Hills Mall to validate your hide-and-seek hunt.